Then Prudence thought good to ask him a few questions, and desired his answer to them.
Do you not think sometimes of the country from whence you came?
Yes, but with much shame and detestation. Truly, if I had been mindful of that country from whence I came out, I might have had opportunity to have returned. But now I desire a better country, that is, an heavenly.
Do you not yet bear away with you some of the things that then you were conversant withal?
Yes, but greatly against my will, especially my inward and carnal cogitations, with which all my countrymen, as well as myself, were delighted. But now all those things are my grief, and might I but choose mine own things, I would choose never to think of those things more. But when I would be doing of that which is best, that which is worst is with me.
Do you not find sometimes as if those things were vanquished, which at other times are your perplexity?
Yes, but that is seldom. But they are to me golden hours in which such things happen to me.
Can you remember by what means you find your annoyances at times as if they were vanquished?
Yes. When I think what I saw at the cross, that will do it. And when I look upon my broidered coat, that will do it. Also, when I look into the roll that I carry in my bosom, that will do it. And when my thoughts wax warm about whither I am going, that will do it.
And what is it that makes you so desirous to go to Mount Zion?
Why, there I hope to see him alive that did hang upon the cross. And there I hope to be rid of all those things that to this day are in me an annoyance to me. There they say there is no death. And there I shall dwell with such company as I like best. For to tell you the truth, I love him, because I was by him eased of my burden, and I am weary of my inward sickness. I would fain be where I shall die no more, and with the company that shall continually cry, Holy, holy, holy.